Water in the western U.S. is scarce and relied upon by many users. Farmers, businesses, and towns all want their share. That's true in northern Nevada with the Humboldt River. The overused watershed is drawing the attention of private investors. In the final part of our series on water investment in the West, the Nevada Independent's Daniel Rothberg has more.
Winnemucca Farms straddles the northern edge of the Humboldt River Basin. In addition to the potatoes it produces, the owners of the farm see another potential high-value commodity, water.
We own the, in partnership with the farmer, the largest irrigated property in this state.
That's Disc Dean Jr., the chief investment officer at the New York-based hedge fund Water Asset Management, or WAM. He was speaking at the Nevada legislature in 2017.
We own the Winnemucca Farms. It's 15,000 irrigated acres up in Winnemucca.
The hedge fund is clear about its goal. It wants to sell at least a portion of the water. And depending on your perspective, its ideas are either creative or destructive. WAM wants to capture up to 300,000 acre-feet of floodwater from the river, store it underground, and wait for industries or cities to come calling. That's more than the entire Las Vegas metropolitan area takes from the Colorado River in a year.
Available water resources are primarily in the rural counties.
Jeff Fontaine is executive director of the Humboldt River Basin Water Authority. He says across the state, rural to urban transfers are often viewed skeptically.
It's pretty easy to think that that's where the growing urban areas are going to be looking for their water resources to meet the demand of their future growth, right?
But it's not just faraway cities looking for reliable water. In the Humboldt Basin, WAM's plan could involve storing water for and collecting money from its neighbors to resolve a local shortage. About 100 miles downstream, the Pershing County Water Conservation District calls the shots. They have some of the oldest rights on the river, but in dry years, they're getting shorted. Benny Hodges is the district's former general manager.
And they don't want to be compensated with money. They want to be compensated. They want their water.
It gets complicated, but this is where Water Asset Management's proposal to capture floodwater and store it comes in. If the fund found a way to store water in their big underground pool, that water could theoretically be marketed to help make the users downstream whole. But it would be expensive to fully build out. Hodges again.
In theory, it might be a good thing. Economic feasibility of doing that, we question it.
The town of Winnemucca is about 15 miles from WAM's farm of the same name. The office for the county manager, Dave Mendiola, is an old courthouse built in the 1920s, the kind with a marble staircase. Whether it's WAM or any other investor, people here are worried that water could one day leave to the highest bidder. So much so that county leaders are considering an ordinance for permission to transfer water.
If you're going to take out a significant amount of water out of our county, we need to make sure that we're kept whole some way.
But Mendiola says the county is not opposed to the concept of aquifer storage. If it happens, he'd like to see a public-private collaboration. Still, there are other concerns. Environmentalists say floods are important for river health and that water shouldn't be siphoned off. Tony Lesperance is the former head of the Nevada Department of Agriculture.
Because when you dry these counties up and quit farming, a lot of things happen. The world goes to hell.
Lesperance also owns property in Paradise Valley, near where Winnemucca Farms operates.
Right now, we got plenty of water in Humboldt County. We got a lot of irrigated land. The pivots are working. Alfalfa's starting to green up. Everything's good. No problem. Could we lose that water? You better believe we could.
And that's a fear communities throughout the West face as cities grow and supplies shrink. I'm Daniel Rothberg.